33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Returning now to our top story on this Tuesday, the rapid spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19 in the Lone Star State. Central Texas doctors say that there's been an increase in pregnant women being hospitalized. Some have had to be put on ventilators so they can breathe. Others are on life support. Doctors who specialize in maternal and fetal care are urging pregnant people who have not yet been vaccinated against COVID-19 to do so now. Dr. Jessica Ehrig is with Baylor Scott & White in Temple. She specializes in maternal and fetal medicine. Dr. Ehrig, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, tell us about what you're seeing when it comes to the severity of COVID-19 cases in pregnant women in the part of Central Texas that you serve.
So what we're seeing with Delta has completely changed the game from us from a pregnancy perspective. Prior to seeing the surge with Delta, we were having pregnant women get COVID, but majority of the time they were being asymptomatic. We would occasionally have a woman need to be hospitalized. Now with the COVID variant and with the surge that we're seeing, they're more likely to be hospitalized. They're more likely to end up in the ICU. They're more likely to need to be intubated, more likely to need life support measures like ECMO, and unfortunately increased risk of maternal death as well. We're taking care of more ICU critical pregnant patients right now than we have ever before in the pandemic. And that what is having us sound the alarm of concern.
Are you seeing a certain degree of vaccine hesitancy among pregnant women? Some pregnant women not wanting to get the vaccine because they're concerned about what the implications might be for their unborn kids?
That's exactly what we're seeing. Unfortunately, our pregnant population has some of the lowest vaccine rates of any population. And that's exactly why we're seeing it, is because they're scared. They're scared of, will the vaccine affect their pregnancy? Will it affect their unborn child?
Well, what do you tell them to try to reassure them? How do you handle those concerns?
So initially, what I start out with is just exactly what we talked about. What's your risk of getting COVID in right now? And it's high in our community. Number two, what happens if you get COVID? And like we talked about, increased risk for mom, but there's risk for baby too if mom gets COVID, which is increased risk of preterm birth, increased risk of growth restriction in babies, and increased risk of stillbirth. And then I go into, but we can prevent some of this with the vaccine. And right now we have more vaccine safety than we had 7 months ago. We've had over 140,000 women get the vaccine. We saw no increased risk in these women of side effects from the vaccine, no increased risk of adverse pregnancy outcomes, which includes no increased risk of stillbirth, preterm birth, or growth restriction in these pregnancies. We also know that moms, when they get vaccinated, make antibodies, and those antibodies protect mom. But we've also found those same antibodies to cross through the placenta and confer protection to babies. Mm-hmm. These same antibodies are also found in breast milk for moms after they deliver, and so continue to protect baby after delivery.
These are all positive effects of the vaccine. Does the research show anything about negative or side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine on fetuses or breastfeeding?
No. And no, we looked at it. We followed, a study came out that looked at 35,000 women and followed them from the time they got their first shot all the way through delivery, and are continuing to follow these babies. And we saw no increased risk of side effects following the shot, no increased risk of adverse pregnancy outcomes, and no increased risk to these babies as they've continued to follow them.
Well, clearly we have listeners statewide and a lot of pregnant women, a lot of concerned families. What do you tell them if they're hesitant about getting the COVID-19 vaccine right now?
So I say we are in the middle of a crisis with our COVID numbers. Pregnant moms that get COVID are at increased risk. And the best way for you to protect your baby and yourself is for you to get vaccinated. But not only just you to get vaccinated, for your family members to get vaccinated. And then on top of that, to wear masks and to social distance when possible.
So it sounds like a lack of vaccination really is the crux of the issue that you're dealing with at present.
That's exactly the crux of the issue. And, you know, the experts in this field, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine, the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, have all come out in the past week and said that pregnant women, they changed it from should be vaccinated to recommending that they get vaccinated because they're recognizing the problem that we're in and the crisis that we're in right now.
Dr. Jessica Ehrig specializes in maternal and fetal medicine at Baylor Scott & White in Temple. Dr. Ehrig, thanks again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.